Excuse me.
Hi, I was wondering if...
Could I speak to you?
Hi, I'm with Concern.
Focus Point.
Oxfam.
I'm with the ISPCA. I mean, C. I'm with the ISPCC.
Why don't you help her? The bus drivers used to always help people with prams and buggies. Can you not see that she needs help?
We're not allowed to help.
That's ridiculous. I don't believe
her. I'm telling you, we're not allowed to help people. I'm not allowed to leave this seat. It's to do with insurance.
That's ridiculous. You could help her if you wanted.
This is Amber O'Neill for Afternoon FM. The election countdown is on and we're on Grafton Street asking people what's wrong with the country.
What's wrong with the country? What's right with the country?
Fucking Shell, fucking Shannon, that's what's fucking wrong with the fucking country.
Drugs shouldn't be criminalised. If you make drugs available, you'll get rid of crime.
The cost of childcare.
Homelessness. My boyfriend recently came over from London and I don't really notice because I'm from here, but he said, like, there's homeless people everywhere. I mean... There's supposed to be lots of jobs, so it's just kind of shabby, really.
Well, I'm pretty pissed off with the MPH. I mean, what's the point in having a brand new car if you can't fart?
Don't get me wrong, I'm not racist, but there's too many foreigners. The doctors are all foreign now. They tell me what's wrong with me, but I don't know what they're saying. I could be dying and I wouldn't know.
The price of things is what's wrong. My little one does the Irish dancing. Do a bit of your Irish dancing for the lady, Kelly. Go on, do it now. She's from the telly.
No, I'm not from the telly.
She's very good. She's won loads of feshes and everything, so she has. Costs a fortune. €43.50 to get her hair permed and €34 for a small bottle of Saint-Tropez. It's ridiculous putting that stuff all over them. Probably gives them cancer. But they won't let them enter if they don't look right. I think it's stupid. Sure, she's the same colour as her dress.
Can I stop dancing now, Ma?
Here, why don't you ask me?
Sorry?
Why don't you ask me your question?
Look.
I'm not stupid. I know I'm a junkie, but I'm not stupid and I want you to ask me your question.
What's wrong with the country?
We don't look after our own. Like, I know I'm a heroin addict, but this is my city. They keep moving us on because we make the place look bad. Where are we supposed to go? Like, I know we're the dregs, but where are the dregs supposed to go? They should have a big dreg building so that the place looks nice for the tourists.
Excuse me. I'm real embarrassed to have to ask, but I'm after losing your bus fare. You wouldn't have a euro, would you? I'd send it back to you if you give me your name and address.
Excuse me, I'm mortified, but I'm after losing my bus fare and, well, I just need a euro to get home.
Are you waiting on the number 22?
Yeah.
You never guess what's after happening, Mick.
Look, I wouldn't ask, but I'm desperate.
Ah, you're a star.
Did you get much?
Nah, just a couple of euro. It's not going to be much of an anniversary if we don't come up with a bit more cash.
Come on, we'll try up around Dame Street. They're a bit more gullible up that way.
What's the story, guard? Why is nothing moving?
There's trouble up around the central bank. You may as well relax. We're not going anywhere fast.
Dispatch to Eye in the Sky. Disturbance reported in Trinity College, main quad. Clash of demonstrators, mounted and foot patrol en route. Please monitor and record. Repeat, monitor and record.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Protection for life.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Protection for life.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Protection for
life. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Protection for
life. What do we want?
When do we want it?
When do we want it?
Protect us from poor
now. Fuck off.
Fascist.
Eva.
Save us from poor now.
Get that out of my face.
What? Don't you like the picture?
Disgusting. Get that filth out of my face.
Don't like it, huh? Don't like somebody shoving objectionable images in your face?
Aoife, are you all right? Leave her alone!
Don't, Aoife!
What did they want? Why did they want it?
Because they're anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-gay.
What do we want? When do we want it? What do they want? Why do they want it? What do we want? When do we want it? The pigs are here.
Is a 27-year-old man whose identity has not as yet been officially released. It has been confirmed that the victim was married and was the father of two young children. He was gunned down today.
Who's knocking on the door at this hour of night? Oh, my goodness gracious me. Hello?
Anne, it's Rita. That's Bertie at the door.
What?
The knock on the door. It's Bertie. I thought I'd ring you and tell you because I know you don't open the door after 8.
Oh, no, I never opened the door after 8.
I know. That's why I rang you to tell you that it was Bertie at the door, in case you wanted to talk to him. He's just been here. He'll be down your side of the street in a few minutes.
What's he doing coming around at this time of night? Oh, there's the door again.
That'll be him. I'll let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Anne. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Rita. Bye. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Oh, honest to goodness. Patience. One thing the world hasn't got anymore. I'm always calling around. Nuisance.
Sure, it's only me, Frank O'Shea.
What are you doing coming around at this hour of the night? You're lucky I opened the door at all. I don't answer the door after 8 o'clock. You take your life in your hands to open the door these days.
The Taoiseach is on the street. Would you like to speak to him? Do you have any concerns at the moment?
Well, the television reception is terrible.
Is it?
It's not just me. It's the whole street. It went on Wednesday and it's still not right.
And did you ring NTL?
Actually, they're no use. They just pretended they didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
The one I was talking to said I was the first to call about it.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Ryan over in number 7 had already been on to them. And so had Rita across the road.
That's terrible, all right. Here's the Taoiseach now. Taoiseach, this is Mrs...
Farrington. Anne Farrington.
And she's having trouble with her television reception.
Oh, no, it's not just me. It's the whole street.
Oh, I love this place.
Here, love, get your tits out. Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, handsome. Do you want to see my tail?
Yeah.
Do you want a dick? He's with me.
Don't mind me, Ma.
Don't call me a Ma.
She gets a little overexcited sometimes. Ah, it's because she loves me.
In your dreams.
What's your name?
I'm Brad, and this is me Ma, Angelina.
Quit it, will you, with the Ma?
Angelina, that's a nice name.
She fucking tick, I want.
Oh, it's a lovely name, Angelina. We're going to call the next little brown baby we adopt after her Little Angelina. We've a spare room in our mansion, and we reckon a little Guatemalan baby will go very well with the decor. It's beige, it is. We got a decorator in to do it, didn't we, Angie? A proper one, like, yeah, gay and odd, like your man off the telly, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
He's not gay, he's married and all, yes.
Angie fancies him, don't you, Angelina?
He's horrible.
Listen, you wouldn't have a couple of euro to spare. It's just, we're after losing our bus fares and all. We just need a couple of euro, maybe not 5 or 10 or whatever you have, just to get us home.
Only because I fancy you.
Oh.
Which one's a 5?
That one there.
Yeah, that one there, the blue one there.
Come on, Martin. See us. Have a good night.
Yeah, all the best. Bye. Yeah, Jade. What did she get off her?
She gave me a bleeding 20.
Yes, he shoots, he scores.
It was me got it off her.
See now, I bet you're glad I chatted her up. Good job I kept you on your collar. He's with me. What was all that about?
She fancied you. Did you see the way she was looking at you?
Ah, she was looking at me six-pack, checking me out.
The only six-pack you ever had was full of white-pack piss.
Yeah, I'm speaking of which, I'll be back in a minute. I am busting.
Martin, that's disgusting, pissing in the street.
Well, what else am I supposed to do with? The toilets in all these places is for customers only. Can you not read all the signs?
You can go into McDonald's.
Ah, the nearest McDonald's is on O'Connell Street. Anyway, I don't approve of McDonald's. they're wrecking the environment, and they're making our children obese.
You don't have any children.
How do you know?
Gretchen, man, you're disgusting. That's minty, that is.
It feels lovely. Oh, yeah, Jade. Want to shake it for me?
Oh, you're a pig.
Yeah, but you love me, don't you?
Get those hands away from me!
I got pissy fingers!
Red, get away from me!
You look beautiful.
Sure.
I love you.
What are you looking at?
Yeah. What time is it?
Why?
I have a surprise for you. Come on.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
No, man, I hate surprises.
You like this one?
Tell me what it is.
If I tell you what it is, it won't be a surprise. Come on. Do you recognise this?
No.
No? Think.
What? It's a lion, a monkey lion.
It's our lion.
It's what?
It's our lion. This is where you and me had our first kiss. Do you not remember?
So? You're some sap, do you know that?
Sap? Listen to me. We came out here so Frankie wouldn't see us. You just broken up with him, remember? And you were afraid he'd batter me.
He would have battered you now.
Yeah, well, you know what? It would have been worth it. Do you hear that?
What?
That is mad, that is.
What?
Can I hear what's playing?
What's playing?
What's playing? Jade, that's our song.
Yeah.
I love you, Jade. And I want to make love to you.
Man!
I do, listen, I want our anniversary to be really special.
So you want to do it in the lane behind Buskers?
No, not here. I'll get a car. We'll go somewhere nice. Up the mountains maybe. Somewhere where there's stars and all.
Yeah, you better have a condom. No hat, no splat.
Come on. What sort of car do you want? It's ladies' choice.
One of them new minis. I love them. I love that film, Herbie.
Herbie was a Volkswagen.
No, he wasn't.
He was. Look. Absolutely perfect. An old Nissan. You can start them with a house key.
What happened to me mini?
If we see one, we'll stop and swap, all right?
Why'd you ask me what sort of car they wanted for if you were just planning on robbing the nearest rust bucket?
Yeah, shut up now. You'll hurt Herbie's feelings. I keep a sketch for the boys with the cordy tails, will you?
Is he stealing that car?
Jayet, quick, get in.
Is that your car?
Come on.
Mind your own business.
That's not your car. You're stealing that car.
Do yourself a favour, Pat, and fuck off.
Oh, for God's sake. Excuse me. Hello? Hello?
Emma, there's no point.
I want to know what's going on. We've been here for ages. Hours. I mean, they can't just keep us here. Can they? It's horrible. I don't like it here.
I don't think you're supposed to like it. That's the idea of prison. It's a deterrent.
We're not in prison.
There's a toilet in the corner. The door's locked and men with country accents put us in here.
They didn't have country accents.
It was a joke.
It wasn't funny.
Emma, relax.
I can't relax. Are you laughing?
No.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
What?
Look at you. You're delighted with yourself, aren't you?
What are you talking about? What is she talking about?
I think she's upset because you're not upset.
That's ridiculous.
You're probably getting a thrill out of all this. You'll love it, don't you? I saw your face when the fighting started.
Oh, here we go. Nobody can do anything right except Emma.
You look like you were at some band or something. I'm surprised you didn't body surf. You couldn't wait to get stuck in. You're as bad as them. Roaring and shouting.
What did you expect me to do?
Hitting people.
I fought back.
I saw you on the ground rolling around, thumping and clawing like a...
Like what? Like somebody who gave a shit. Like somebody who was prepared to stand up for what they believe in.
We're supposed to be pro-life, not pro-violence.
They started it.
They started it? What age are you? 5? Turn the other cheek.
They turned up to cause trouble. They had one objective and one objective only. Ruin our demonstration and take the piss out of us.
That's 2 objectives.
What do we want? Protection from porn. I hate them. They're so smug. And if you tell me to love my neighbour, Emma, so help me, I'll strangle you with my bare hands. Why can't they leave us alone? They're so full of shit spouting on about freedom of choice. They want you to have freedom of choice, but only if you choose the liberal agenda. How dare they make a mockery of what we're doing? Laughing their heads off and waving their fake placards about. And those images protect us from porn.
We should have turned the other cheek.
Is that what you did? It looked to me like you turned and ran. You're so full of it, Emma. All talk, no action. Mouthing off, telling us what we should and shouldn't be doing, but when push comes to shove, when things get a little rough, you don't have the strength of your convictions.
I was scared.
I was proud. I stood up for what I believed in.
Do you think it's obligatory for them to wear John Lennon glasses?
It's not obligatory, but it's smiled upon.
Do you think they're in the other cell at the moment, having the chats about whether twin sets and brogues are required dress for us?
Sam didn't sink to their level.
Don't know about that.
Aoife thinks that I'm the only one who didn't behave in a reprehensible manner.
I think you were.
But you didn't.
Didn't what? Behave reprehensibly? I wouldn't describe fighting back as reprehensible, Emma. The adjective I choose is honourable. Eve is right. Sometimes you have to stand firm for what you believe in, even if it's unpleasant. Otherwise, there's no point. We had to make a stand today. Show them they couldn't shout us or frighten us or, as Aoife said, mock us into submission. I think that's what I found most objectionable. The fact that their strategy was to make fun of us. They thought they could slag us away. That's how little regard they have for us. I think we did ourselves proud today. We stood up to their scorn with strength and conviction. We were formidable opponents. They'll think twice before they come at us again. I think we should look on today as the day we lost our political cherry. You really can't call yourself an activist until you've been arrested. How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So
condescending, unnecessary, but oh, Jade. Oh, don't move. Stay there.
Why?
I like being inside you. It's nice.
Oh, man, I have to move. I'm getting a cramp. Ow! Oh, Jesus. I'm glad we didn't get a mini.
God, I'll get you a people carrier next time. Here, watch where you're putting your knees.
Can you see me? Oh, there they are.
Oh, they're nice. Are they new?
Yeah, they're anniversary knickers.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
Get off me. Oh, no, don't take me, Martin, please.
Tell me I'm gorgeous too.
No!
You're gorgeous, Martin. You're so handsome, Martin. You're a riot, Martin.
Fuck off, Martin.
Hey, that's not very nice.
Oh, Martin, please. Stop.
I'll let you off if you... Oh, you're that squashing me smokes.
Oh, that's your own fault. Wouldn't have gone near you if your smokes hadn't been tormenting me. Anyway, smoking's bad for you. Do you not remember the ads with the horrible lungs?
Sure, everything's bad for you. You're bad for me, Jade Farrell.
I am not. The best thing that's ever happened to you.
You are not. You're bad for me self-esteem. You won't even tell me I'm gorgeous, and I know I'm gorgeous.
Doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with your self-esteem to me. Other than there's not enough room in this humbleness now for you and it at the same time. Don't smoke in the car, Martin.
Thought you didn't care about Herbie.
I don't. Just don't want me clothes stinking of cigarettes.
Well, as I'm a gentleman, I had fully intended to stop outside to indulge my filthy habit. Are you coming?
It's freezing.
It's lovely up here. The bonnet's still warm.
This is nice.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's Ballymun over there. You can see the towers.
What's left of them?
Yeah. I'll miss them.
What?
I'll miss them. When they're gone. When they're all gone. They've always been there. It'll be weird when they're not there anymore. The whole place will be flat.
Some of the new buildings are pretty high.
Yeah, but they're not ours. They're just hotels and stuff. Did you ever think they'd build a hotel in Ballymun?
They built one up in Darndale. That's a Hilton that is up beside the traffic lights.
Maybe they'll do tours like you do in South Africa. Poor people tourism, Dublin style. Scanger tours. We'll organise a day for you hanging out at the local Statoil or spend a weekend at a roundabout with the travellers. Tracksuits included in the price. Ah, this is the life.
We should have gotten a few cans.
Yeah. We'll get some in a while and something to eat. Are you hungry?
Starving. You won't get cans this hour of the night, will you?
We can get a few in a pub if the Spars have stopped selling.
Pub will rob you for cans.
Michael Finn has asked me to do a bit of stuff with him.
What sort of stuff?
Don't know yet. He says it's good money, innit?
He does batterings, Martin. I heard he's doing guns and all now. Why does he want you? You're not a hard man.
Well, we used to play football together. We were mates, like.
Yeah, but could go for a pint with him, like. I don't know about getting into bed with Michael Finn, Martin. I don't think he's a one-night stand, like.
I'm not doing anything else.
Whose fault is that?
Well, it's not my fault. I mean, it's not as if the job fairy showered me with loads of offers and I turned them all down.
Have you ever even gone for the job?
Have you?
I'm not the one thinking about taking up the position of Michael Finn's trigger finger.
I wouldn't have to shoot anyone.
Don't be stupid, Martin. What do you think Michael Finn does when he pays someone a visit? He doesn't bring them a cake, you know. Michael Finn did that young fella they found in the canal. That young fella was only 19. They shot him in the head, Martin.
I want to marry you someday, Jade.
Oh, what's that got to do with Anne?
I want to marry you and I don't want to have to steal a limo to get us to the church.
Me ma will help us. We can save.
What? What we save? Oh, I know. Maybe we won't spend our SSIAs.
You don't have to be sarcastic.
Oh, I'm not being sarcastic. I just...
Don't walk for Finn, Martin. Please. Don't want to be woken up in the middle of the night by the pigs to be told you're folded up in a suitcase with a bullet in your head. Please, Martin, promise me.
Hello?
Nana?
Emma? Is everything all right? Is it your mammy?
It's all right, Nana. Everyone's fine.
Oh, thank God. Well, are you going to tell me what's wrong? You haven't called me in the middle of the night to ask me how I am. I got an awful fright, you know, when I heard the phone. I was in bed.
I'm sorry, Nana. I wouldn't have called if... I've been arrested, Nana.
What?
I'm in Pier Street Police Station.
Oh, God, Emma. What did you do? Have you called your parents?
No, I don't want them to know.
Oh, Emma, I can't...
I was arrested at a demonstration, Nana. A pro-life demonstration. I can't call them. You know what they're like. I didn't know who else to call. They said I could make a call. I'm sorry it's so late, but it's horrible, Nana. Will you come in and...
Come into town? Now? Oh, Emma, I don't know. You should call your parents. They have the car.
I can't call them. They won't help.
Of course they will.
They won't. Not when they find out what the demonstration was about.
This is ridiculous.
You know they'll leave me here on a point of principle. If I'd walked into Supermax with a sawn-off shotgun and opened fire, they'd come and get me. But they won't lift a finger because it's protection for life. I know you don't agree with them either, Nana.
Don't bring me into this, Emma. I don't particularly see eye to eye with your mother. She's... very opinionated when it comes to certain things. But I have to say I never got a call from her in the middle of the night from a police station. You really should be talking to your parents, Emma.
I can't, Nana. Please. Will you come in and see if you can get us out? You can wear your fur hat and flirt with the desk sergeant.
Emma!
Please, Nana.
Pierce Street. How would I get there at this hour?
You could get a taxi. I'll pay you back.
Oh, I don't know. You don't know who's driving them these days. Anyone can get a license now. The last time I got a taxi, it was when I was going to meet Phyllis and Eileen at Christmas. The driver didn't even speak English. Mind you, he knew where he was going, I'll give him that. And there was no monkeying about with bringing you the long way round.
Nana, I have to go. They're saying my time's up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm rambling on, aren't I?
Will you come in, Nana?
Oh, I feel terrible if I don't, Emma, but I'm not the same since your granddad died. When he was here, I didn't...
It's all right, Nana.
I could come in the morning. I could get an early bus. Oh, I can't use my pass. Oh, never mind. I'll just pay the fare. I'll come in the morning, Emma.
No, don't bother, Nana.
No, I will.
I have to go, Nana. Bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Oh, I love this song.
Sing it to me.
You listening?
I am.
We don't need anything.
That's beautiful.
But a doll. If I just lay here.
Come on, Tina Turner, sing it.
Would you like? Sure, man, you put me off with me and just forget the world.
You never tell me you love me.
I do.
You don't.
You know I do. How to say how I feel.
That's true. You're oppressed, you are.
I am not.
Where are we going?
There. Slow down, Martin. I don't want to end up in Pierce Street again.
Pierce Street B&B?
It's a fucking kip, that place. It's disgusting having a toilet in the same room. I'm serious, Martin. Slow down.
Relax. I'll slow down if I see the piglets.
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Tell me you love me.
Martin!
Tell me!
You know I do.
I want you to say it.
Jesus!
Just this once.
Oh yeah, like you won't be on at me again tomorrow. Do you love me, Jade? Are you cracked about me? What is it with you? Do you have emotional Tourette's or something?
Look, I'll hire up the radio and that way nobody will hear you.
Nobody will hear me anyway, we're on our own.
Just do it, come on. Say I'm mad about me. Say, I, Jade Farrell, love you, Martin Quinn.
Jesus Christ. You're not going to leave me alone, are you?
Nope. Go on. If you say it, I'll buy you flowers.
Martin.
Go on. Please.
Gosh. I fucking love you, Martin Quinn.
What?
Don't push it, Martin.
She loves me.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. Tell me I'm gorgeous.
Oh, you're bleeding mental, do you know that?
Tell me I'm gorgeous.
You're gorgeous. Now fuck off. Why'd you make me say these things?
I like hearing them.
You're a mentler.
Just forget the world.
Forget what we're told. Before we get too old.
Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Zoom, zoom. All that I am.
All that I
ever was.
Man, you're being
my poo!
No, no.
I've got bad voice than he has.
You watched your rounds!
I don't know where
she's about how as well.
Can you say it up there? Can you say it up there?
You watch the road, don't be mine.
I'm singing to you.
Shut up, Blue. Blue, it's
Mr. Gold, listen to me.
If I just lay here,
I'm dare you this, but listen to me.
Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Or you should be in the church. I think you're beautiful, Jade Farrell.
Fuck off. Sometimes
later. Mom, where do you want to go?
Thought you were going to buy me flowers.
That's right, I am.
Have you got enough money?
What do you fancy? Some gladioli, some tulips.
If the car is out to go by, I'll end up with dandelions.
And afterwards, I think we'll take a stroll along Grafton Street.
Grafton Street?
Grafton Street.
I love Grafton Street. I hope your man with the puppet is there. He's brilliant, he is.
How is he brilliant?
Because he has the puppet and the little fella does things.
He's a muppet.
You're listening to The Witching Hour on your line with you till 5 a.m. It's time now for a little bit of reality in the shape of the news headlines at 3 o'clock. Hope there's some good with the bad.
Maybe there'll be something about it on the news.
And the headlines this Sunday morning. May Day arrests are estimated to number in the early hundreds amidst accusations of police brutality. No releases have been made as yet, and Gardaí have refuted accusations of unnecessary use of violence. The furore has erupted about the release of details of a private conversation in the Doyle Bar. The incendiary conversation was recorded on a mobile phone and leaked to the press late yesterday afternoon. During the conversation, the minister referred to himself as John Wayne and the electorate as his Maureen O'Hara, feisty but obedient. He went on to state that he had no worries about being re-elected because the electorate didn't like Green Party bleeding hearts, but blackguards and bowsies. Women's groups have criticised the minister for sexist attitudes, and the Taoiseach has described the recording and release of a private conversation as despicable pre-election antics. There have been reports of another shooting in the city this evening, although details are not, as yet, confirmed. Early reports indicate one fatality, and the incident is thought to have occurred in the Clontarf area.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
And finally, there are reports of a major explosion in Baghdad.
There's nothing but awful news these days. I don't know what to do. Speedy cabs. 8, 5, 5, 6.
Speedy cabs, where do you go?
I'm not sure that I'm going to go yet.
What?
I got a call from my granddaughter tonight and she's in...
Here, hang on a minute, will you, love? Speedy cabs, where are you going? And whereabouts are you now? It'll be about an hour and a half, love, before I can get a car over to you. Look, it's our busiest time. I can't get the cars to take the calls. There's loads of walk on the streets. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't invent the system. I just walk in it now. Do you want me to make the booking or don't you? Yeah, the same to you, love, with bells on. Speedy cabs, where are you going?
It's me again. I was speaking to you a minute ago.
Where do you want to go, love?
Pierce Street Garda Station.
And where are you now?
North Strand.
You can't be serious.
I beg your pardon?
I won't be able to get a car to take that fare. Sure, you could walk it. You're only up the road.
But it's 3:10 in the morning.
My point exactly. It's 3:10 on a Sunday morning. The city's hopping. You'd have a better chance of booking a space shuttle to Mars at this time of the night than a taxi to go a couple of hundred yards up the road. Look, take my advice and don't waste your time. I'll take your booking if you want, but a car won't show up to you, so why don't we both save ourselves the bother of you working yourself into a tizzy and me getting the moany phone calls? So go back to bed, love, and dream of a taxi.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoy your stay. Outside the sun is shining, it seems like heaven ain't far away. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day.
Are you praying?
Thinking.
You should try and get some sleep.
I don't know how she can sleep in this place.
She's tired. How's your ankle?
Sore, swollen.
Probably needs ice.
Yeah.
So, what were you thinking about? Go on, I'll give you a fiver for them.
I thought it was supposed to be a penny.
Inflation.
I was thinking about how I'd never imagined myself in a police cell. You know when you're a kid and you imagine yourself in different situations when you're grown up? Well, this was never one of mine. And I was wondering, worrying, if this means I'll have a record, a police criminal record.
I think you have to be charged and found guilty of something to have it on record. I don't think Catholic guilt counts. I hope there's no long-term damage to your ankle.
Oh, it's just a sprain, a bad one. Ow. But I don't think it's anything serious.
That's your diagnosis, is it, Dr. Fitzgerald?
It's an old injury. I sprained it years ago playing basketball, and it's been weak ever since. I went over on it when the guard grabbed me. It just needs rest and ice.
How long have you known Aoife?
Just since college. We found a protection for life together.
I know.
She was my first friend.
Ever?
No, in college. Even I'm not that big of a social disaster. We met at a thing organised by one of the Billy Nomates coffee mornings.
That's where you met Aoife?
Yeah. She found it really hard to settle in. We both did. Lots of people do. It's not that unusual.
Wow.
Yeah. She described her first few weeks in college as feeling like she'd missed the bit where you got your friends. One minute there were loads of people signing up for societies and clubs, and the next minute there were just loads of societies and clubs and she wasn't in any of them. I think most of her friends from home went to UCD and DCU.
It's tough when that happens.
Yeah. I thought we were the same. Me and Aoife.
She's very committed, Emma.
I know, but I started Protection for Life to avoid this.
Avoid what?
This. Today. I used to be a member of Youth Defence. I did one action on O'Connell Street. It was awful. You'd think we were the ones killing babies the way people looked at us. People told us to go fuck ourselves. Well-dressed people. There were police assigned to us to protect us. I couldn't believe that we were the ones who needed protection. Protection for Life was supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be militant.
Defending ourselves today doesn't make us militant.
I went to an organisational meeting in Youth Defence. Do you know what they were organising? A whole load of people in a van armed with hurls to break up pro-choice demonstrations. That's what I felt I was at today.
We didn't start it.
But you enjoyed it.
Am I still here? God, I'm starving. Too bad to eat. What time is it?
3:40.
Anyone for truth or dare?
What?
Which do you choose, truth or dare?
Neither.
Well, you have to choose one. She has to choose one, doesn't she, Sam?
Oh, I'm not getting involved.
I'm not playing.
There's nothing else to do.
I don't care. I don't want to play truth or dare. I know what'll happen. You'll dare me to take my clothes off or kiss Sam or something awful like that. And if I don't do it, then I'll be a prude or a spoilsport or a... I'd just rather not.
Kiss Sam or something awful like that.
I didn't mean it like that, Sam.
No, it's good to know where I stand.
Sam.
Exactly how awful would kissing me be? More awful than kissing, oh, let's see, Mr. Byrne, for example.
Oh, the bursar.
Yuck.
Oh, well, at least I'm further up the scale than our hairy bursar.
Oh, he's positively hobbit-like. Oh, imagine kissing him. You'd get little chin hair stuck between your teeth.
Oh, Aoife, stop. It's all about.
We hope you enjoyed your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoyed your stay.
Here, you. What do you think you're doing?
Here, I got one of you.
Get your hands off him, you pig.
Watch your mouth, young one.
Ow! Get your hands off me!
Oi, get your hands off her!
Would you ever shut up? There's no need to shout!
Yeah, well, you could take a leaf out of your own book. Yeah, I nearly had to have blown out my eardrums roaring at me like that.
You're a comedian.
Well, you're pretty fucking funny. Ow!
Have some manners, you.
Yes, Gerd. Is that better? Or do you prefer Garda?
Mr. Garda to you, you pup.
What were yous doing?
They were stealing flowers from the Mansion House.
Ronan, I was asking him.
He's fairly enthusiastic, isn't he? Is he a trainee?
Shut up, you tart.
Yeah, don't you speak the whole like that.
Ronan! That was uncalled for. Apologise.
What?
You heard me say you're sorry.
But I'm not.
Pretend.
No.
Ronan, you know the bedrock of community policing is mutual respect, and I'm in charge now, so say you're sorry.
If you make me say I'm sorry, I'm going to arrest them.
For stealing flowers?
It's still stealing.
Well, that is your prerogative, Ronan, but I must insist on an apology.
Fine. I'm sorry, and I'm arresting you for petty larceny and for creating a disturbance on a public street.
Are we on naked camera or something?
I think Annie and Bert here are for real.
For fuck's sake.
Sweetheart, Jesus protect me. I must be mad. Oh, Jesus! Is there somebody there? Hello? Oh, you're after putting the heart crossways in me. I can do this. I remember Emma saying you could always get a taxi on the main road out here, no matter what time of the day or night it was. I hope she's right. Oh, there's one. Taxi!
Oh, thank God.
Get your hands off me, you...
Behave yourself, you, you little...
Emma, come over here.
Asshole! I can't believe he arrested Floppy.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. Just shut up.
Why? Oh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to shut up, Martin.
It's a bit fucking crowded in here tonight. I normally get me own room en suite. I hope the breakfast is good in the morning. I think I'll order the kippers. What will you order, Jade?
Weetabix.
Weetabix. Sounds nice. Can you us not talk?
Maybe they're Polish.
Nah, I don't think they're Polish. I think they're just rude.
You know what he did? He hit the horn, you see. Sometimes if you startle them, they come to their senses. It just takes them out of it for a minute. Breaks their concentration. Sometimes that's enough to stop them. Not this pair. They kept kicking that poor man, running at him and kicking him with full force in the head. In the, you know where, in the stomach. They had a go at me and all because they knew I was watching them. I held up my mobile phone to show them I was calling the police. Kept my hand on the horn to draw attention to them. They didn't care. Ran at me, they did. I just locked the doors and reversed away from them. I didn't leave though. Waited for the police to show up. Sure they were gone by the time they did. The man was in an awful state. I gave the police my details. Said I'd give evidence. Never heard.
Jesus, Mary, shucks.
Should another time I was dropping off.
So why are you us here? Am I invisible or something?
Protesting. We were protesting.
Was it the riots on Dame Street? Yous don't look like crusties.
We're not crusties.
We weren't at the May Day protests. We were at a pro-life demonstration in Trinity.
Abortion, like?
We organised a peaceful demonstration and a pro-abortion crowd disrupted it.
Do yous use the pictures of the babies?
Yeah.
Where do yous get them?
What?
Where do yous get them from? Like, are they drawings or photographs? Because you couldn't get them here if they're photographs because there isn't any abortion. No models, like.
Jesus.
What? I'm only asking.
We get them from the States. America.
All right.
Do yous go to Trinity, do yous?
Yeah.
What do yous study?
History and archaeology.
All right, that's digging up what they call them, artefacts and stuff, isn't it? Like time team.
Oh, the thing on the telly.
Yeah.
He loves that, he does.
I love that idea.
I used to think it was real boring, but I've sort of gone into it now.
What about you? What are you studying?
Theology.
What's that?
Like God? Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Is that why you're anti-abortion?
It's one of the reasons.
I believe in God as well. although I'm not anti-abortion. I mean, I wouldn't have one. Well, I don't think I would. Maybe I would if I was raped. I don't know.
Would you vote for a capital punishment?
What's that, like the death penalty?
Yeah, because that's what abortion is. It's state-approved murder.
Jesus, you're a barrel of laughs.
Actually, I was thinking of becoming a Buddhist.
What?
Why?
I like the sound of it. You just sort of have to be calm and not kill insects. I always catch spiders in the glass and put them over the balcony. I never kill them.
Do you not think they die after falling 14 floors?
What?
How can you say you don't kill them if you fuck them over the balcony?
Oh, I don't know. Never thought of it that way.
What? Do you think they bounced? Doing. Or maybe you thought that funny scurrying business they did when you chased them was them putting on their emergency parachutes.
Excuse me, I got a call from my granddaughter. Her name is Emma Fitzgerald. I think she's here. I think she was...
She was in custody, is she?
Yes, I think so.
Emma Fitzgerald.
She's never been in trouble before. I got quite a shock when she called me. She was involved in a demonstration. In Trinity, I think it was.
Yep, there's a load of them here. There's a load of everyone in here tonight. It must be a full moon or something.
I was hoping to... I'm her grandmother, you see. What do I need to do to take her home? Is it bail? Is that what I have to do?
You don't have to do anything. I think they've probably cooled down enough by now. I say it's safe to let them go. Take a seat there and I'll have somebody get her for you.
Virgins?
No.
Oi, are you? No. Oi, bet you are.
I'd say she is.
Psst, yeah. Is she? How would I know?
How old are you?
I'm 20, and yes, I'm a virgin. Is that what you want to hear? God, why is what I do or don't do of such interest to other people?
I'm a virgin too. I mean, I was. I'm not now. I was before I met Martin. He's me first.
And your last. We're going to get married.
I'd live with him first. Would you live with someone before you got married? Or would you want to be a virgin on your wedding night?
I'd probably prefer to wait.
His sister's like that, isn't she, Martin?
Yeah.
Says she doesn't want to be a single mother and she doesn't want any diseases. I'm the same. Won't let Martin near me if he doesn't have a condom.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing, you're just...
You laughing at me?
No, it's just you're very...
honest.
Yeah, well, thou shalt not bear false witness. Let me commandments.
What did yous do?
What?
Why are you here?
Ask Martin.
What?
She wants to know why we're here.
I battered someone.
He did not.
I did.
No, you didn't. He thinks he's a hard man, but he's not. He was robbing me flowers outside the mansion house because he's romantic. It's our anniversary tonight.
Well, last night was anniversary.
The pig who caught us had his period, so he arrested us.
You're not serious.
You can't be in here because you stole flowers.
They were nice flowers, weren't they, Jade?
Yeah, they were lovely.
Like ones you'd buy in the shop.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm your get-out-of-jail-free card for today. Now, which one of you lucky girls is Emma Fitzgerald?
Me.
Right, your granny's here to take you home. What are they all with you?
Oh, we're together.
We're all together. Me and him and all.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. We have a whole new batch of anti-capitalist idiots coming in. And I need somewhere to put them. So out you go. You and him and all. Well, unless you want to stay.
Yeah, right. Come on now.
Emma.
I knew that. She's my best friend, so she is. Come on, friends. Time to go home. Emma. I got a taxi in. Are you... Oh, what happened to your leg? You're limping.
I sprained it yesterday in the madness.
Just sign here, ladies.
Here, who are you calling a lady?
This is Aoife, Nana.
Hiya, Mrs. Farrington.
And Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hiya, Emma's Nana.
And this is Martin and Jade.
Emma's me best mate.
Lovely.
It's lovely to meet you.
That foot looks very bad, Emma. You're not able to put any weight on it at all. You should ring your parents to come and get you.
No, I'm not ringing them, Nana. I told you, I can't.
We can give you a lift.
Yeah, we've a cart up around the corner.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Are you sure?
That's no better. You can't walk. So we'll drop you home.
Where are you going?
North Strand.
My granny lives there. Well, East Wall.
That's the other side of the track.
Are you going to your nana's house?
Yeah, thanks.
Are you out that way as well?
No, I'm up in Rathmines on the Sands.
I'm in Nanny.
Oh, there's nobody else up that way, isn't there?
It's called Herbie.
Like the film?
Yeah, like the film.
This is Amber O'Neill, bright and early for Afternoon FM. The election countdown is on, and lest we be accused of one-sided reporting, we're on Grafton Street today to ask you what's right with the country. Yesterday was our day of woe, and today it's our day to look on the bright side.
I think the young people have great opportunities now. My granddaughter's gone to Australia for a year. I couldn't have done that. I think it's marvellous for them.
I like the way you Irish drink a lot.
The diversity is great. It's actually great to have some real Indians doing yoga for a change.
So, Jay, the free travel's only great.
It's great the way there's loads of different nationalities. The Polish women are brilliant. Irish women won't even talk to you. Well, they won't talk to me anyway.
May Day was inspired by the music of Brian Crosby, devised with the cast and scripted and directed by Veronica Coburn. Anne was played by Helen Roach, Jade by Elaine Murphy, Martin by Phelim Cannon, Emma was played by Mary Kelly, Aoife by Dorothy Cutter, and Sam by Matthew Keenan. Additional characters were played by Ali White, Peter Daly, Rory Nolan, and Alan King. Sound supervision was by Richard McCulloch, supervising producer Kevin Reynolds.